Joined by Brad Tobin, head coach of the Olds Grizzlies, as we get set to continue the homestand here. Let's go back to last Saturday first, though. Just a wild finish to the game here and a much-needed 2 points. In the third period, down 4-1, you know, what changed for you guys?
I think some of the leaders stepped up on the bench, especially Connor Seeley. I think he did what he had to do. He was a voice on the bench, and then just production-wise in that, his line kind of got it going, so it was great to see. And it was great to see Tristan Taylor obviously step up and get some points there too.
Yeah, and then obviously you needed to get some saves in there as well from a goaltender making his debut in Ben Tardis, and he winds up making 30 saves in the game and stops 7 of the 8 shooters for the Kodiaks in the breakaways. What did you see from Ben?
I thought he played a great game. I think most of those goals weren't great goals, kind of a couple fluky goals that kind of went past him in that. So I thought by the end of the game, he kind of dug down, and then it was good in the shootout to obviously see him get the win.
Yeah, and in the shootout, once it goes past 3, you know, what is the protocol there? How did you guys wind up pulling Justin Vandermeer to get the winning goal in the 7th round?
I kind of looked down at Colton Hayes, and he kind of pointing to Justin Vandermeer. So, I've done that in the past where, a D-man can step up and do a move that he does in practice quite a bit. So it was great for him to get that goal.
Yeah, you bet. And evens your record at 4-4. So just how important a win can that be early in the season to make sure that the homestand started out with some points there?
Huge. Like I said before, we need to just make sure that we're keeping pace with the division in that. So, to dig down and get that win last weekend was huge. So, obviously, we got 2 more games coming up this weekend at home. So, we need to get results in both of these games.
Yeah, we've talked about the power play a lot, and as we should, it's at 30% and goals in 4 straight games. On the other side of special teams, though, what have you thought about your penalty killing so far?
I think it's been pretty solid as well. It's kind of dipped down just a little bit from kind of the past of the showcase and that. But we like the way that the guys are kind of handling it. And, for them just to keep getting dialed with the system that we're trying to put in place will do us wonders.
What have you guys worked on in particular this week leading up to the matchup with Bonnyville tonight?
A lot of regroups, transition play, breakouts, just making sure that we're moving the puck a little bit quicker than we have been. Just working on the forecheck and that. Using more speed and more body contact to create more chances right off the get-go.
Excellent. You add in a player here as you bring in Hunter Motley. What can he provide to your lineup?
Energy. They're energy. He's a guy that likes to get to be F1 on the forecheck and that. So has a little bit of experience with Whitecourt last year. So we're hoping that he brings a little bit of a veteran element on the bottom 6 lines here.
Excellent. Obviously, you took on Bonnyville at the showcase and had a 6-1 win over them there. The next meeting, obviously, coming up here in a few minutes tonight. What are you expecting the Pontiacs to do here in Olds tonight?
For them, obviously, they got to get going. I think they're 0-3. 3-1 in their last 4, so for them they're looking to obviously get a victory, but I think for us we just need to play a good first 20 minutes, get in the forecheck heavy right away and get some goals early, and then let them get back in the game.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Brad. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.